Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about making a smooth road for the Lord. And I want to read to you from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 3, 4, and 5. Where Isaiah the prophet, speaking for the Lord God, says this: "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill brought low. The crooked places shall be made straight, and the rough places smooth. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken." Notice how these wonderful verses begin. They begin with these words, "the voice of one crying in the wilderness." Isaiah spoke for the Lord's messenger who cried out to the barren places. The message was simple: prepare the way of the Lord. The idea was that the Lord was coming to his people as a triumphant king who has a road prepared for him so that he can travel in glory and ease. Every obstacle in the way had to be removed. Every valley shall be exalted, every mountain and hill brought low, and the crooked places shall be made straight, and the rough places smooth. And whatever was wrong in the road had to be corrected. The problems weren't the same everywhere. Sometimes the road in the valley needed to be lifted. Other times the road had to be cut through a passage in the mountains. The idea of preparing the way of the Lord is a word picture because the real preparation doesn't happen on a road. It happens in our hearts. Building a road is very much like the preparation that God has to do in our hearts. They're both expensive. You know, it'll cost us something to be ready for God. They both must deal with many different problems and environments. Being ready for God means filling every hole and leveling every hill. And they both take an expert engineer. Being ready for God means following his plans, not ours. When the way is prepared, then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. His glory is revealed to the prepared hearts described in the previous verses here in the book of Isaiah. It is revealed without regard to nationality. It says here that all flesh shall see it together. The glory of the Lord was not revealed only to Jerusalem or Judah, but to every prepared heart. And the certainty of this word can be assured because the mouth of the Lord has spoken. This passage of Isaiah chapter 40, verses 3, 4, and 5 had a direct fulfillment in the New Testament in the person and ministry of John the Baptist. Zacharias, the father of John the Baptist, knew this at the birth of his son. You can find reference to that in Luke chapter 1, verse 76. The Gospels directly relate this passage to the ministry of John the Baptist in Matthew 3, in Mark 1, and in Luke chapter 3. You see, Jesus was the coming Messiah and King, and John the Baptist's ministry was to be the one who cried in the wilderness and through his message of repentance to prepare the way of the Lord. We often fail to appreciate how important the preparing work of the Lord is. Any great work of God begins with great preparation. So let me end with this question: what is God preparing in you right now, today?
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.org.